As you know, we are a radio TV simulcast. We're also on CBS Sports Network on TV. All of that said, we are joined right now by an NFL draft prospect, a wide receiver who spent last season playing with USC after playing the two previous years with Pitt, a 2021 first-team All-American, a Biletnikoff Award winner as the nation's top receiver. He led the country with 100 receptions and 1,593 receiving yards and 17 touchdowns that year. Last season, a first-team All-Pac-12 player, and he led USC with 59 receptions and 8 touchdowns. He also ran a 4.49 40 at the NFL Scouting Combine. He joins us via Zoom. Jordan Addison is my guest. Jordan, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Appreciate you for having me.
Good to have you. Listen, let me ask you this first. You came west for your final year of college ball. You helped USC return to national prominence this past season. What was your biggest takeaway from playing out here in SoCal?
Just the family atmosphere that was going on around the room, you know, just them welcoming me in from day one and just winning a lot of football games.
You know, Jordan, I'm a huge Carson Palmer guy. I thought it was really cool that the former Heisman Trophy winner had so much confidence in you that he allowed you to wear his retired number 3 jersey. What did that gesture represent to you?
I mean, that just kind of inspired me a little bit more, gave me a little bit more fire towards the beginning of the season. Just having a Heisman winner, like you said, allowed me to trusting in me to wear his number.
You know, I think that's a great honor. Let me ask you this. I think, at least from where I'm sitting, whatever this is worth, from the outside looking in, I think that you're as good of a route runner coming out right now as anybody else. How much pride do you take in your ability to run routes the way you do, and how do you approach that?
I feel like that's just my thing. You know, just running routes, painting that different picture. I feel like just when I'm out there running routes, I feel like it just shows that I'm an artist and I could just paint a different picture and portray a defender differently.
I like that. Jordan Addison joining us. The thing about that is you're an artist that measured at 5'11", 173 at the combine. So you might be the best artist, but you're never going to be the biggest player on the field. But they can't measure what's inside the player, right? Your 100 receptions 2 years ago demonstrates that you're going to go get it. You're going to find a way to get it. I'm curious, what's your mindset when you hit the field, especially as it relates to winning at the line of scrimmage and then attacking the secondary? Generally, what is your mindset?
So generally, when I'm stepping on the field, I got to make sure that everybody in the stands remembering who number 3 is. So when I'm out there on the field, I just show energy in everything that I'm doing, whether it's blocking, running routes, catching the ball. Everybody, before they leave the stadium, everybody got to know who 3 is.
Jordan Addison joining us. I like that too. So listen, depending on where you land in the NFL, you may not immediately play with a quarterback as skilled as USC's Caleb Williams. I'm curious, what was it like? You know, a couple of marquee guys, you at wide receiver, him at quarterback. What was that partnership like this past year for you?
Real fun, really, real exciting. Can't give up on no plays. You know, just having him in that backfield, knowing that he could extend the play at any given moment, is just, you just know that big play could come at any time.
Jordan Addison's joining us. You played for a couple of head coaches that I have immense respect for in Pat Narduzzi and Lincoln Riley. Now, from a personality standpoint, you know, these are pretty different cats, but what do they share in common, and how did both of them help you to refine your game?
One thing that they both share in common is they both players, coaches, I'll say, and they know how to control the culture in the room.
Dude, how important is culture? Like, guys, you hear it so often, Jordan. There's not a coach that I've ever had on this show probably in the last 20 years that didn't reference culture. I'm curious from a player's standpoint, how would you define that culture? Why is that so important?
It's just so important because it gives you a chance to hold everybody accountable. You know, it's a lot of players on the team. A lot of people want to do their own thing. But if everybody buying into that one culture, then, you know, that's where we succeed at.
Yeah, that's so big, right? Accountability. I'm curious. So when you come to USC and you know that you're the guy, and when you hit that field, you want everybody to know who number 3 is and not forget that. But when you come to a situation like that, even with the numbers that you had put up, how did you go about enforcing that accountability? Like, did you try to blend in initially, or could you walk right in and try to kind of enforce that culture as you learned it as you went? What did you do in terms of holding others accountable? How did that work?
Well, first I had to hold myself accountable, you know, just coming in with the name that I have and, you know, all the eye on me. I just got to make sure that I'm being the same person every day, coming in ready to work and just showing them that.
Yeah, I like that, actually. You can't hold anybody else accountable unless you're holding yourself accountability. You said you had to show every single day when you came in consistency, right? That's another word. How important is it to be consistent, to show up the same way every single day?
It's real important, and that's something that's hard to do, just showing up every day and being the same guy. So just striving for that consistency and just showing it really means a lot to a bunch of new guys coming in that you're trying to build trust with.
Jordan Addison, my guest, he's getting ready for the NFL draft. Jordan, I know you're your own man. You are your own guy. But when you look around the NFL right now, do you see any other receivers that you might compare yourself to or that remind you of yourself?
I say Calvin Ridley. That's one of the main guys that I look at when it comes to running routes.
Okay. I'm going to talk about him a little bit later on. Maybe not in the same way, but yeah, I see. I know what you're talking about. I say that only because he was talking about, well, never mind. It was a whole different deal. But in terms of, look, great player. Awesome player, WR1, and he is a great route runner. In fact, when you look at him, how about versatility? How important is it to you? You might be known as a guy that runs amazing routes, but how important is it to you to be seen as somebody who's versatile and does everything at that spot?
That's something that I look at myself as somebody who could play any position on the field, run any route. So when I'm looking at that guy, that's why I'm looking at him and trying to paint my picture and run my routes like he do.
Jordan Addison joining us. Given the fact that you had that ankle injury that limited you to 11 games last season, I'm sure NFL teams are pretty interested in your physical condition. Do you think that after all the poking and prodding and medical exams and questions that you were asked, that they came away satisfied that you're 100%? And are you 100% now?
Oh yeah, they came away satisfied, and I'm 100% now, and I'm gonna continue to show that every day.
Jordan, you feel like coming out that you are the best wide out in this draft?
I'm gonna let the team decide that, but yes, I feel like I am.
Right, so day one of the draft is now less than a month away with the event starting on April 27th in Kansas City. Have you made plans for what you're going to do for the first night of the draft or for the draft itself? And have you thought about what your emotions might be when you get that call from an NFL team?
I can't really explain how my emotions are going to be. That's just something that I'm going to have to go through and experience on that day. But I made plans to go to the draft, so I'm going to the draft right now.
Let me ask you one last thing. You grew up in a big family. You had six brothers, three sisters. Your family was obviously on your mind when you had one of the great moments, I thought, at the combine. You ended an interview and you looked directly into the camera and you told your mom, quote, "We're almost there. Kick your feet up. Kick your feet up, mom. We're almost there." What's it going to mean for you? Great moment. I thought that was awesome. What's it going to mean to you to be able to provide for your family, given all the sacrifices that they've made for you to get to this spot?
It's gonna mean a lot, and I'm just trying to repay them in every way. They was always with me every step of the way. They never doubted me, and it's just gonna mean a lot to show them that this promise that I made to them a long time ago is just it's gonna pay out.
Hey, Jordan, one thought about that. Take me through this. Did you, when you're a young athlete coming up and you know people are looking at you, and more importantly, people are counting on you. That's a lot, man. That's a lot for a young person, for anybody, even somebody gifted like you. Did you feel that as a burden or a responsibility, or was it something that kind of empowered you and did you feel good about it? Like, what did that feel like?
Yeah, I feel good about it. I don't think there's no pressure or no burden. It's just showing you that you're the one, you're the chosen one, you're the one that got to do it so our family could eat. So I took pride in.
Respect, my man. So you grew up in Maryland, right? You play in Pittsburgh. You come to LA. How did SoCal treat you? What was it like playing here in Los Angeles?
Oh, it treated me real nice. The weather, palm trees, everything, just everything about it was cool, and it was just a different experience.
You know it. Good place, man. Good place. He is an NFL draft prospect. Wide receiver who played at USC last year. He played at Pitt the 2 years prior to that. Had a good fast 4.49 40 at the combine. Now just getting ready for the NFL draft. Jordan, really good to have you on the show. Good luck. Good talking to you, and I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. Jordan Addison joining us, getting ready for the NFL draft.